ponytail. So I've seen quite a few of those.
Okay. How about for black people? What some of their styles might be that you know of?
They braid their hair in different ways, like corn stalks, I think corn rows. It's when they have like little rows on their hair and then rubber bands. Or afros is when they grow it out larger.
Alright. Now, what might you call an effeminate male that's not necessarily a homosexual, just someone that's, you know, that has womanish ways about him?
Might call them gay, or might call them a fag. In London, that means cigarette. In Ireland, we had some cousins come over and they said, pass me a fag, but to them, a cigarette. A queer, maybe, you might say.
Now, and not necessarily homosexual, just someone like some. Now, alright, well, first off, since you're on those terms, how about these are terms that you would use for male homosexuals?
I wouldn't use them.
Well, alright, what are some terms that you, well, first off, you would use, and then secondarily, that you have heard used around you for male homosexuals?
I would say the word that I think is pretty acceptable to me, and I think for them, as far as what I've heard, gay would be the best word that I can think of to describe them without putting them down, but would classify them.
Okay, how about the derogatory term?
Well, that's when you get into like fag, I think that's derogatory, or queer, or a drag queen type thing. It's more descriptive, I guess.
Okay. Now, back to the original one, which, an effeminate male, you know, someone that was in school that always acted kind of weird, but it, you know, he wasn't necessarily homosexual, he had womanish ways about him, you know.
Mama's boy, or?
Yeah, that. Now, what kind of slang terms might you have had for him in high school, or?
Like, you could say that they might be limp-wristed. That's what I
heard. Okay. How about, what might the boys refer to him? Mm-hmm. You want to check this window?
Okay. I usually have to keep this a little open because it gets so cold in here. It gets very cool in here.
Mm-hmm. Persevere for a little bit. It's not too cool now. Mm-hmm. Since I have it open. Okay. Have they ever used the term like sissy, or?
Sissy, yeah. Oh, I forgot.
Is that a comment? Okay. What would you call a young girl who is very has a lot of boyish ways about her?
You might call her like a tomboy, or mannish. You'd say maybe mannish quality.
Okay. Would you use that for a young girl? Very young girl. Like, no. Say 6, 7, 8.
You'd say she's a tomboy.
Okay. Now, like, say she grows a little older and gets to be about 14, 15, 16. She still has a lot of very masculine ways about her. What would you say about her then?
She's getting more mannish than womanly.
Okay. Would you have any terms, you know, that just referring to such and such? As sort of a, you know, as a, sort of a noun type of a term? How about a female homosexual?
She'd either be called a gay or a lesbian.
Okay. Any other terms that would be either neutral or derogatory, or either way?
ACDC, maybe.
Okay.
You could say mannish, or I guess you can probably just say